Okay, today's daf is Kaf Gimel. We're going to start. We already did the bottom. I'll just review very briefly. We had a Mishnah that had in it, if you say Shvor Shela Ochal and then you eat and drink, in Ochayav Ela Echat. But if you say Shvor Shela Ochal V'Shela Ashtar, I will not eat and I will not drink, and then Achal V'Shata Chayav Shtayim. The assumption is because you specified, you're going to be Chayav in both. So the Gemara said that the first thing, the first line, was Shvor Shela Ochal, and then you eat and drink, you're chayav. And they suggested that how do you know that shtiyah is bechlal achila, that when you say eat, it includes drink. So they suggest either it's logical, because people say, let's go eat, and when they what they do is they eat and they drink. Or it could be from a pasuk, and we saw the pasuk was, v'achaltum f'nei Hashem alokecha. We're now at the very last line of Kaf Bet Amud Bet. And there it says achalta, right? And tirosh is chamra, right? And it says v'achalta, which is tirosh is yayin, wine, and it says v'achalta. So now the Gemara is going to suggest a possible rejection. V'dilma ayidei anigron. Maybe it means to eat wine when it's cooked. You have this cooked dish that you add wine to. Okay, maybe that's the meaning. De Amar Rebbe Bar Shmuel, Anigron, Maya de Silke, Anigron,
Maya de Silke, it's beet.
Right, it's beet. Okay, Anigron is this beet water.
It's cooked dish of cooked beets, so Anigron, Maya de
Ach, Sigron, Maya.
It could be any other cooked vegetable.
Anigron maya de silke, and asigron is maya de kulu silke. And that's water mixed with other vegetables. And the assumption is that you also add wine to it, even though it doesn't say it. Okay, that's just a known thing that you add water, wine to it. Okay, the silke here is this beetroot, which is really, it's actually the leaves that grow like spinach. There's a nice picture in the Koran, if you want to look later. This very tall, it's not beets, it's like some other kind of beet thing, which has these leaves that are spinach-like leaves. Anyway, it's the point is that it could be something that was mixed with wine, that it was cooked with wine, and that it was actually a food when it says that. El Amar Avacha Bar Yaakov Mehacha. So maybe it's from this pasuk. Minatata kesef b'chol asher taven nafshecha b'bakar u'batzon u'bayayin u'b'shechar. So here again, what do you see? Right? Yayin chamruhu u'chtiv, and it says there also v'yachalta. Okay? So now they say, right, this is just 1 second. This, I assume it's the same. Right, it's the same psukim there. It's in the context of Maaser Sheni, and it relates to the v'yachalta as the v'yachalta that we saw before, which was pasuk kaf gimel in Parak Yudalet of Dvarim, and this is pasuk kaf vav. Okay, so in other words, what they're trying to say is it's clearly wine and not this anigron, because a few psukim later it says, and you take the kasef and then you go right, because remember you. It's the Maaser Sheni. You redeem it onto a coin, and then you take the money that you brought with you, and then you buy all these things, and one of those things is wine. And again, it says, V'yachalta. So now they say, V'dova hachanami al yidei anigron. Maybe it's also al yidei anigron. But they say no, because it says, Shechar k'tif. And from the word Shechar, what can you infer? Shechar means beer, but the root is midi de mishaker. It has to be something that is intoxicating. And when you cook something with wine, it doesn't intoxicate. V'dilma devela ki'ilit. We've seen this devela before, which is this pressed fig dish that they would make in ki'ila. That's the place. Some people say that they actually soaked it in water in order for it to ferment. D'tanya achal devela ki'ilit v'shata dvash u'chalav. There's a bit of a, what is exactly this dvash and chalav? Where chalav generally isn't intoxicating. Some people say it actually is, you see from Yael and Sisera, right, where she feeds him warm milk. Some people say it's actually a white date wine or something. It doesn't mean chalav, doesn't mean milk, it's this white wine. And dvash could also be something that they've from dates that they make, that they ferment, like a date dvash. Vinichna, so now, what is the point here? It could be this tvela ki'ilit when it's talking about something that's mishaker, that you would use for your money for Maaser Sheni. Maybe it doesn't mean wine, it actually means food. It could be the tvela ki'ilit, or this dvash or chalav. Now, the dvash and chalav wouldn't help you. The dvash and chalav here, sorry, it's not the dvash and chalav, it's the dvela ki'ilit, but the braita that we bring shows you that if you eat the dvela ki'ilit or you drink dvash or chalav, which is intoxicating, v'nichnas l'mikdash v'avad, chayav. If you go into the mikdash, if you're a kohen, while you're drunk after right after eating these things, you're chayav. You're not allowed to go drunk into the mikdash, and you'd be chayav here. So now, what do you see? Again, the drash and chalav aren't relevant to our purposes, but the point is the dvelaki ili could be intoxicating, which means that maybe the pasuk yachalta, which we were trying to prove, means drink also, because it had wine there. Doesn't really mean wine. It really means wine cooked with something. And the food, right, could be like the dvelaki ili also. Ela gamar shechar shechar minazir. Ma, but what's the issue? It's if shechar, if we darshan shechar, it just means it's intoxicating. That still wouldn't prove that it was a drink. But we learn the word shechar from the word shechar that appears by the nazir. Ma lahalan yayin af kan yayin. And there it's referring to wine that you actually drink. Therefore, here it's also referring to wine. Amar Rava. Okay, so in the end, we say that we can learn from the pasuk, v'achalta, Shia is bichlal achila. Okay? Now, even though we tried to reject it and suggest all sorts of possibilities, we did. Rava comes and says, okay, we're going to have a lot to deal with this shtia bichlal achila. It seems a disproportionate amount of time is spent on this. Amar Rava, av ana nami tanina, we can prove from our Mishnah. Shvua shelo ochal v'achal v'shata ino chayav el achat. If the Mishnah says, Shvur shalo ochal, and then you eat and drink, you're chayav only one. Iyamark bishlama shtiyah bichlal achila. If you say that shtiyah is included in the word achila, that's why it's drichle letana lashmuin on day no chayav el achat, right? That's why the Tana specifically has to tell you, you're only chayav one, because your achila included achila and shtiyah. But if you again, what happens? You forget you took a shvua, you eat and then you drink, right? That's called behelem achad, and it's one act. The eating and drinking is one act. Ela, iyamart shtia lav bichlal achila. But if shtia is not included in achila, sheshvur shelo achal v'achal, v'asam alacha mi itzrich lashvuina deino chayav ela achad. If shtia is not included in achila, then basically what would we say? The Mishnah would have no reason to tell us if you take a shvua that you're not going to eat, and you eat and you drink, you're only chayav once. It's like saying, if you take a shvur, you're not going to eat, and you eat and you do malacha, you're only chayav once. Obviously, you're only chayav once. What did doing malacha have anything to do with eating? So likewise, what did shtiyah have anything to do with eating that you would need to mention it? So therefore, obviously, shtiyah is included in achila, and that's why they need to tell you, if you ate and drank, you're only chayav once. Okay? So now the Gemara says, so there it's obvious then that shtiyah is bechlal achila. If you're going to say shtiyah is bechlal achila, then ema seifa, you know, do you want to prove it from the Mishnah? But the next line in the Mishnah would be dafka problematic if you want to say that shtiyah is obviously bechlal achila. Why? The next case is shvur shelo ochal vishelo eshte. Right? You say, I won't eat and I won't drink. V'achal v'shata, and you eat and you drink, chayav shtayim. Now, what's the assumption here? Kevan da amar shelo ochal, itzer la b'shtia. Right? If we just said that achila includes shtia, so when you say, I swear I won't eat, you're already forbidden to drink. Now, what's going to be the problem? Ki amar shelo eshte, amai chayav. So then, if I say, I swear I won't eat, which includes eating and drinking, and then you say, I swear I won't drink, if, remember we saw the other day that if you say shvur shelo ochal, shvur shelo ochlena, shvur shelo ochlena, you say three shvur to the exact same thing, the second ones are irrelevant. They don't count. And you're only chayav once. So here, you should be only chayav once because your drinking was already included in your eating, which means that when you said shelo eshte, you didn't add anything. You're already mushba from before. So, ilu amar shelo eshte trezimne mimachayev tarte, right? If you had said shelo eshte twice, you wouldn't be chayev tarte. So therefore, how could it be that you're chayev here twice? Amar le hatam da amar. He says, the Mishnah wrote it in the wrong order. Really what the Mishnah meant to say was like this. Shelo eshte. First he says, I swear I won't drink. V'hadar amar shelo ochal. Dishtia b'chlal achila ita. But achila b'chal shtia leita, right? If you say, I swear I won't drink, that clearly doesn't include eating. Eating includes drinking, but drinking doesn't include eating. So the case of the Mishnah must have been where he said, I swear I won't drink, and then he said, I swear I won't eat. And then he's going to be chayav twice. One on drinking and one on eating, because the eating is chal after the drinking one. Aval amar shvur shelo chal v'shelo eshte, v'chal v'shata mai. So now, according to this, what are you saying? So if he really said, shvur shelo chal v'shelo eshte, and then he eats and drinks, Eino chayav el achat. He's only chayav once, right? That's the assumption of what we're saying. So now the Gemara is going to question that assumption. Ihachi adetani reisha shvua shelo ochal ve'achal v'shatai eino chayav el achat. Then the reisha, remember, what case did the reisha say? Imagine they're trying to put two cases where one is chayav two and one is not. So which case did they choose? They said, right, the second case, let's start with the second case. According to the Gemara now, the second case is, I swear I won't drink, and then you say, I swear I won't eat, and then you're chayav twice. Now, if they wanted to tell you, but in a different case, you're only chayav once, right, what case did they give you? Shvur shalo ochal, right? V'achal v'shatai, you're only chayav once. But the better case would have been the bigger chiddush, which is the case we just said before, which is, what should they have said? The reisha, when it says shvur shalo ochal v'achal v'shatai, no chayav el achat, it would have been better litany. It should have said shvur shalo ochal v'shalo eshtei no chayav el achat, right? V'kol shekein shalo ochal l'chudei. It would have been, if the Mishnah would have been better off saying, if you say shvur shalo ochal v'shalo eshtei, you're only be chayav once, because shtiyas v'chal achila. And obviously then you would infer from there that if you just said shalo ochal, obviously it would include eating and drinking, and you'd only be chayav once. And the second case then is shvur shalo eshtei, v'shalo ochal, and there you're chayav twice. That would have been a much better way to put the Mishnah together, if really, in fact, the second case of the Mishnah is as we say. And therefore, they reject that reading. Ela la'olam kidekatani. Really, it's like we have our version of the Mishnah. V'shanehacha. So now what are we left to explain? How you could say that shvur shalo ochal v'shalo eshtei, you're going to be chayav twice. V'shanehacha kevanda amar shalo ochal v'hadar amar shalo eshtei gale adate tahach achila da amar achila grei datahi. In general, when you say achila, achila means shtiyah. But in this case, because the person said, I swear I won't eat, and then he said, I swear I won't drink, he obviously meant that when he said eat, he only meant food. And when he said drink, he meant drink. Okay? So it becomes, now this is classic when it comes to shvuot. We always make general assumptions about what the person meant, right? And I told you already the other day that it's a big debate among the mefarshim. If you say this ambiguous statement, and we're not sure really what you mean, do we ask you what you really meant, and we go by whatever you say you meant, okay? In which case, all these questionable situations that we're not sure and we assume this must be what you meant is only in a case where either, number one, you didn't specify and you didn't think about really what you meant by what you said, or you forgot what you meant and you have no way of clarifying. But in a case where you actually know, then we go by what you say. Or do we say, no, we have to have a standard. If you said this, then we say it means this. It doesn't matter what the... Okay, there's a big debate among the Rishonim what the situation is. What? So, therefore, they're now going to say, right? In other words, this is a good case of where if you specified it in this particular way, it's obvious what you meant, okay? Where the general person might just say, achila includes shtiyah. But since you said, I swear I won't eat, and then you said, I swear I won't drink, clearly your eating meant eating and not drinking. Okay? In which case, we don't have the question that we started with, right? In other words, this is all because we started with that Rava said, I can prove from the Mishnah that Achilas Bechal Shtiyah, and then came Abaye, and he said, what do you mean? The second case disproves that because you shouldn't be chayav twice, you should only be chayav once, your second shvuah shouldn't be chal. And now we answer, no, the second shvuah, in fact, is chal because it's clear that your achila did not include shtiyah. And therefore, they're considered like two separate shvuah. Amar Rav Ashi, matnitin na midayka. You can also be midayka from the Mishnah because it says, shvuah shelo ochal, v'achal ochlin she'em ru'in lachila. V'shatam mashkin she'em ruyin l'shtiyah patur. Later on in the Mishnah, what does it say? If you say, I swear I won't eat, and then you eat foods that are not ra'oy l'achila, we have like the afar, okay? Or you drink mashkin she'em ruyin l'shtiyah, you drink things that are not ra'oy l'shtiyah, you're patur. So now, what does that assume? Because it means, right, achila meant foods, no, notice, foods, what did it mean? It meant foods and drink that are edible, but not ones that are inedible. But what does it prove, therefore? Ha ru'uyin, if there were mashkin that were ru'uyin l'shtiyah, then you'd be chayav. So, right, amai. Ha shvur shalo ochal kamar. Right, therefore, right, it says shvur shalo ochal, wouldn't it just include food? So therefore, it's obvious that food includes food and drink. Dilma, so they say, no, you can't prove it from there, because maybe at this point in the Mishnah, they're not dealing as much with the terminology, exactly what did you say and what did you mean. Maybe the case in the Mishnah was really where you said, I swear I won't eat and I swear I won't drink. And then it only includes edible foods and edible drinks and not inedible ones. But when it said, why did it just say shvur shalo ochal, when it really meant shvur shalo ochal v'shvur shalo eshteh? Because that wasn't their focus at that point about your wording exactly. Their focus was achila and shtia means edible and not inedible. Okay, so therefore, maybe just the Mishnah was mekatzer, it shortened things and didn't say the whole exact, you know, did you also say shvur shalo ochal v'shalo eshteh? So you can't necessarily prove it from there. Okay, next case in the Mishnah. Shvur shalo ochal v'achal pat chitim. Right, pat sorim upat kosmim. So now, if you say I won't eat, and then you eat three different types of breads, and then you realize, oh, I took a shvu, I wasn't going to eat. So your chayav, how many? Just one, because it's helayim echad. But if you said, and the Mishnah continues, and it says, I'm just going back before we go forward, shvu shelo ochal pat chitin upat sorim upat kosmim v'achal chayav al kol echad v'echad. Okay, so if you say bread of this, bread of that, then you're going to be chayav on each one. It's viewed again, even though you only said shvua once, it's viewed as if it's three separate shvuot. V'dilma, so now the assumption is that the reason you specified all three is to treat them as three separate shvuot. So now the Gemara suggests, we're going to see all different possible suggestions about why you worded it that way. Okay, so v'dilma, l'miftar nafshei mi'achrin yata ka'ate. Maybe you were just trying to say, I don't want to eat this bread and that bread and that bread, to basically say, but I will eat other things, right? I swear I won't eat these breads, this bread and this bread and this bread, but not others. And therefore, it didn't mean that you were trying to make three separate shvuot. It was just trying to say, I'm forbidding to myself three things and nothing else. So if you really wanted to do that, the Gemara is going to say, and as every time we're going to say, maybe he meant that, and they're going to keep saying, well, you could have worded it that way. It's kind of like when we have a drasha, we try to say, well, you know, you can't necessarily learn that because you needed that, right? So they're going to say, they're going to try to keep suggesting that if we really meant what we think you meant, you know, which is not to forbid you for three separate shvuot, but you were really trying to say something else, then you then the words of the Mishnah, the wording should have been something else. So let's see. So maybe you were just trying to say, I don't want to eat, you know, I do want to eat other breads. Havalei lemeimar, chitin v'seorin ukosmin. He should have said then, shvur shalo ochal, chitin sorim v'kosmin. He didn't need to say, pat chitin, pat sorim, pat kosmin. So the extra three words of pat are unnecessary. The dilma, no, but if you had said, I won't eat chitin sorim v'kosmin, what would we have assumed? If you remember, we've seen before that what would people do with the kernels of the wheat? They would chew on them. And it was like a snack, okay? So like pitzuchim kind of thing. So v'dilma lachos, maybe when you say, I swear I won't eat chitin sorim without saying bread of, maybe you mean the kernels themselves, that you're not going to chew on them. And therefore, right? So then that's why they said pat. But then still, even if you said pat, right? If you wanted to specify it was bread. Havalei lemeimar, pat chitin usorin okosmin. So now we get to, it's not that three words of pat are unnecessary, but two of the words pat are unnecessary. Once you say bread of chitin sorim bekosmin, so that should work. No, not necessarily, because you could have, that dilma, it could have been interpreted as pat chitin le'echol, sorim v'kosmin lachus, right? Maybe you meant pat chitin u'seorim v'kosmin for chewing. Tehavale le'meimar, so then you could have said like this, pat chitin v'shal sorim v'shal kosmin, right? If you say bread of chita en sora en kosmin, then it would be obvious you mean the bread of each of them. No, v'dilma yidei ta'arovet. Maybe you meant then, only if I make a bread mixed with these three types of grains, it would be forbidden to me. But not that you really want to say this bread and that bread and that. But then they're still going to suggest one last way that you could say it. If you really meant the bread of this, the bread of that, the bread of that, you still have the two extra pots in there. Why? You could have said, Eima, v'chein shel seorim, v'chein shel kosmin. Okay, you could have said, right? Forbidden to me. Pot of chitin, and also shal sorim, and also shal kosmin, which would then have meant that it was each separate. Pat pat lamali. So therefore, why did they add the extra words of pot? Shmamina lechalek. Okay, therefore we can infer from there that the words pot were lechalek. What's strange about this is pot, it seems like a shorter way to say it than b'chein shel, b'chein shel. But okay. They're trying to look for something to connect it to. Similarly, we're going to have now the next case, which is Shvu Shelo Ashte V'Shatam Mashkin Harbe Eino Chayav Elachav. Remember this: if you say I swear I won't drink, and then you eat different types of drinks, you're only chayav once. But if you say Shvu Shelo Ashte Yayin V'Shemen Udvash, and then he drinks all three of those, chayav al kol echad v'echad. Same case. So the Gemara says, comparing it to the previous case, Bishlama Hatam, we understand in the earlier case about the pat, Amart Miyatrele Pat Pat L'Chiyuva, right? We have all those extra words, pat. Aval Hacham, I have a Leila Meimar. What else could he have said? Right? So what do they say? Dilma L'Miftar Nafshe Mimashkin Achrine Ka'ate. Maybe he's only trying to say, I won't drink these three drinks, but I'll drink any other drink. I'll drink juice, I'll drink water. Amara Papa, Hacha B'Munachim L'Fanav Askinan. It must be the case where these drinks are before him, in which case, what should he have said? Now we're basically, and the conclusion is going to be that this is in fact the case, where the drinks are in front of him. Okay, so he has in front of him wine, oil, and honey. And then, so again, what should he have said? What would have been a quicker way to say it? If he wanted to say just these and nothing else? Shayalo lomar shvur shalo eshte elu. Right, so he said, I swear I'm not going to drink these. And the fact that he then says, I swear I'm not going to drink wine and oil and dvash and honey is specifically to say that I want to be chayav three separate shvuot. Okay? V'dilma eluhu delo shatina, achrine shatina. Maybe he's saying that if he says shvuot shelo eshte elu, that's not going to work. Shvuah shelo eshte elu, if they're munachim in front of him, what does it really mean then? It might mean, I'm not going to drink specifically what's in front of me, but I'll drink wine from somewhere else. I'll drink shemen from somewhere else. So therefore, that lashon wouldn't have worked. Ella, what would have worked in place of this? And again, we have to find a good lashon that would have worked to say, I only want to drink these. I don't want to drink other drinks. In which case, the specifying of those three is not to say I'm making three separate shvuot. It's to say, and nothing else. So, Ella de Amar, what could he have said instead, if that is really what he meant? Shvua de lo shatina kigon elu. I swear I won't drink anything like these. So then they say, no, but kigon elu could mean something else. Dilma kigon elu de lo shatina betzir mehachi utzve mehachi. In other words, I won't drink anything like this, meaning the exact quantity that's here. Okay? Kigon elu delo shatina, but betzir mehachi utfe mehachi shatina. I didn't read that right. Right? In other words, it means I won't drink specifically those, but I will drink more than this or less than this. Right? That I would do. So therefore, that wouldn't have been a good lashon. Ela kigon da'amar shvur shelo eshte mimin elu. What if you say I won't eat from these types? Then it's clear you mean, right, these types of drinks. V'dilma min elu hu delo shatina b'ha'inu gufayu shatina. If I have three drinks in front of me and I say I won't drink things of this type, you might be meaning to say I won't drink things of this type, but I will drink the ones right in front of me. In other words, these I'll drink, but not anything that's the type of drink like this that you can find somewhere else. Ema shelo eshte elu uminayu. So why don't you just say I won't drink these and their types, right? Anything that's the same type of drink as them. Okay. So therefore, we can conclude that since he didn't say that, and he said shvur shelo eshte yayin v'shemen v'dvash, therefore he meant three specific, right? Each one having a separate shvu on it. Rav Acha Bar Rav Ika has a different answer, which is, so again, remember, that has to be a case where all three are in front of him, and since he could have said, I won't drink these and anything of their type, and he didn't, and he said, Shvur shelo eshte Hashem and Yayin and Dvash. Therefore, we're going to assume he meant to separate it into three separate shvuot. Rav Acha Bar Rav Ika Amar, b'misarhev bo chaverav askinan. It's talking about a case where his friends are egging him on to drink. Da'amar lo, bo ushtemi Yayin v'shem and Dvash. Da'hayalo lomar, Shvur shelo eshte imcha. Okay, then he should have, in that case, what would he have responded to? Again, it's not a case where they're all three in front of him, and that's the case. It's a case where his friend's trying to encourage him to drink these three drinks, and he says, he should have said, I swear I won't drink these, what you're trying to get me to do. And since he doesn't, but he specifies, Yayin Shemen V'dvash Lamali, so why did he need to specifically say the words Yayin Shemen V'dvash? Again, L'chayev HaKol Echad V'Echad. Okay, it must be to be Mechayev on all three individually. Now we're going to quote a Mishnah somewhere later on in Shavuot about a different type of Shavuot. Tanan Hatam. It says in the Mishnah, I think it's Lamed Vav, if I remember, or Lamed, yeah, Lamed Vav Amabet. Somebody says, Tein lichitinu seorim bekosmin sheyesh libiyadecha. This is called a Shavuot HaPikadon. Somebody comes and says, give me the stuff I gave you to watch. And what do you say? Right? What's Shavuot HaPikadon? You say, Shavuot she'en lecha biyadi klum. Okay, you say, I swear I don't have that. I don't have any of your stuff. So if you say, Shavuot she'en lecha biyadi klum, and you lied, eino chayav el achat. You're only chayav once, because you said one general statement that he said you owe me these three things that you have that are mine. And you say, I don't know what you're talking about, right? I don't have anything, but you really lied, and you have them all three. So you're only chayav achat. But if you say, Shavuot she'en lecha biyadi, chitin, usorim, vekosmin, but you specifically say each one individually, chayav kol achat ve'achat. Okay, you're chayav on each one individually. It sounds very much like our Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, afilu pruta mikulam mitztarefet. Rabbi Yochanan says, even if you have the value of a pruta between all of them together, then they're mitztarfim to a shiur. So now, Pligi bar Rav Acha v'Ravina. There's a machlok of Rav Acha Ravina on this. Chad amar aparte mechayev, aklale lo. Okay. One of them says, you're only chayav, when we say you're chayav on each one, right? Notice it says, chayav al kol echat ve'echat. So what did you assume that meant? Kol echat ve'echat of the pratim. You're chayav on chitin, you're chayav on sorin, you're chayav on kosmin. But you're not chayav aklale. The fact you said Shvua she'ein lecha biyadi, right? When you look at it, is also that you're saying a fourth thing, which is, I don't have anything in your hands. I don't have any of your stuff. Not chitim, not sorim, not kosmin. So according to the first opinion, you're only chayav on the general statement, on the specifics that you said. Ein lecha biyadi chitim. That's number one. Ein lecha biyadi sorim. Ein lecha biyadi kosmin. But there's nothing of a general chiyuv on this. You're also chayav on a general. In other words, you're chayav four according to this. You be chayav on the kosmin, on the sorin, on the chitim, and also because you said, I swear I don't have your stuff in my hands. Now, some people explain this, that this is relating to what Rabbi Yochanan, this is coming to explain Rabbi Yochanan. Because if Rabbi Yochanan says, afilu pruta mikulam mitzterefet, which case is he referring to? Right? Is he referring to the first case or the second case? The first case was, he says, give me your chitin, sorin, and kosmin, and I say, give me my stuff, and I say, I don't have your stuff. Then, so if you say the first reading, which is, there's in the second case, where you say, chitin, sorin, kosmin, you're only chayav on the specifics, you're not chayav on the klali, then Rabbi Yochanan, when he said, afilu pruta, Mikulam mitzterefet, he can't be talking about the third case because there is no general. The third case is viewed as, according to this, on kosmin, on seorin, and on chitim, which means that you need a shear of each one to be chayav. Whereas if you say that it includes the klal, right, then you could say that Rabbi Yochanan's statement is on the second case because there is a general and therefore they can all be mitzaref to be mechayev. So some people say that this machloka between them affects how you read Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, it's one of the ways of reading it. There's a bit of a debate about this, but I'll leave it at that. Hachamai, so now they want to know, what's the application of this to our case? Okay, so Rashi says, okay, again, there's a bit of a debate about what this question means, so we'll go with Rashi. Mi pligi banami, I'm looking at Rashi on Hachamai. Mi pligi banami, Rav Acha v'Ravina b'manitin, l'chai v'dalid, ashelo achal. Okay, in other words, in our Mishnah, would you be chayav also four, right? If you say, I won't eat, right? I swear I won't eat, kosmin, pat kosmin, or whatever, right? Whichever case it is, okay? So, pat chitim, pat sorin, pat kosmin. Are you chayav in general for eating the breads, and also specifically for each one that you ate? So then you could be chayav up to four, depending on, right, obviously, what you ate. Amarava, hachi hashta? How can you compare these two cases? These two cases are totally different, right? Seem to be very much the same. But now he's going to say they're very different. Why? Hatam mechayav aklala umechayav aprata. Daha'i mishtaba v'hadar mishtaba mechayav tarte. I want to read the second thing and explain the second thing first, and then we'll go back to the first. It'll be easier to understand. But hacha, in our case, isa kadatach ita beklala, apratem I'm a chayef, mushbava omedu. In our case, what did we say? If you say, let's say we viewed our cases, I swear I won't eat, really what you're saying, if you're going to be chayev aklala, is what you're really saying is, I swear I won't eat any of these three breads, and then you specify, and I won't eat pakosmin, I won't eat pakhitim, and I won't eat patsarim. So you're basically, once you have a general, the pratim have nowhere lachul, right, to apply. Again, it's the same thing as taking a shvua after you already took a shvua. So if I had said, I swear I won't eat bread, and then you said, and I swear, right, and pat kosmin, and pat chitim, pat sarin, the pat kosmin, pat sarin, pat, wouldn't apply, because you're already mushbava omedu. In that case, that would be the case. But in shvuata pikadon, let's say you come and say, I gave you stuff to watch, please give it back. And I say, I swear I don't have it. And then you come to me next week and you say, please give me my stuff that I gave you. And I say, I swear I don't have it. If I swore two times, I'm going to be chayv twice on a shvuah pikadon. It's a totally different type of shvuah. It's not a shvuah where I'm forbidding something to myself. And if something's already forbidden to me, I can't add another shvuah. Right? That's our shvuah. But a shvuah pikadon, one is not connected to the other. They're each stand separately as I denied having owed you something. So therefore, so let's just read it inside now so you'll see it. So he says, Hatam, there you're machayev aklala umachayev aprata, right? You're machayev on both. Why? Dehai mishtaba bahadar mishtaba. If you swore and then swore again that you didn't have the stuff, machayev tarte, you'd be chayev twice. But hacha, isakadata ita bachlala aprate, if there is a klala and then a prat, amai michayev, right? Why would you be chayev on the pratim? Mushba ba'omedu, you already are forbidden. That's already forbidden to you. Okay, so there we see a big difference between a shvuat a pikadon and a shvuat to forbid yourself something. Shvua, we call it a shvua, I was blanking on the name, it's a shvua bitoy, right? That's where we started. Okay, shvua shala ochal. Now we're up to the shvua shala ochal, and then you eat, achal ochlin she'em ru'uyin la'achila, right? And you drink mashkim, they're not ru'uyin l'shtia, you're going to be patur. Okay? So, then what does it say? The next case is shvua shala ochal, you say I swear I won't eat, and then you eat, nivelot trefot shkatzim u'rimasim. And there you're chayav. Right, Rabbi Shimon's poter, but Tanakama say you're chayav. So the Gemara is going to say those two things contradict each other. Haguf akashya. This is a contradiction within itself in the Mishnah. Amar shvur shalo ochal v'achal ochlin shem ruin lachila v'shatamashkin shem ruin l'shtia patur. If you say I swear I won't eat and you eat things that are not edible, then you're patur. V'hadar tane, and then it says shvur shalo ochal v'achal nevelodu trefot shkatzim u'rimasim chayav. And what's the story? Those are also inan ruin lachila. Now, if you say they're inedible, so they're not inedible, right? That's going to obviously be the difference. But they're also not, if you say not ro'oi lachila, it's a little more general than inedible, right? Not ro'oi lachila means you can't eat them. Why can't you eat them? One, you can't eat because it's inedible. One, you can't eat because it's forbidden to you. So, maishna resha de patur, maishna sefa de chayav. So now the Gemara says, halo kasha. That's not difficult. Why? Because resha bestam, besefa bemefarish. First, the Gemara says, the resha, you just said stam, I won't eat, and therefore it only includes things that are edible. And seifa b'mefarish, you specifically said, I'm not going to eat foods that I can eat. And therefore, you said I'm not going to eat anything, even shkatzim, rumasim, you know, nivelot, all that. Okay, so therefore, it had to be a case where you specified, even though it doesn't say that in the Mishnah, right? That's what they're explaining to resolve the contradiction.
Oh, why wouldn't that be a shavua b'charei shavua?
No, because you're saying, I swear I won't eat anything, including shkatzim urimasim, even forbidden items. That's not a shvua. You're saying, why is it not mushba ba'omei mehar Sinai?
No, I'm saying that if I swear already that I'm not going to eat anything, that automatically makes my next swear.
No, because
the same as we saw before.
That's what we said, because if according to the first case of the two cases we're discussing, if you say, I swear I won't eat, right? Shela ochal. So you say, I swear I won't eat. We're going to assume that included in ochel is only edible, right? We should say ru'uyin la'achila, because that's a better, right? It's a general. So if that's the case, when you say your shvur shela ochal, it doesn't include shkatzim urimasim. So therefore, when you said even shkatzim urimasim nevelot trefot, then you can include them, because they weren't included in the word ochal, because that's what we just assumed. So now the Gemara is going to say, b'seifa b'mefarish. Okay, mefarish nami gufa tikshe. But even the, right, if you say, now this is really the question, which is if you say, I swear I won't eat food, and then you say, and I won't eat nevelot, katsim, or masim, all that, that also shouldn't, mefarish nami gufei tikshe, that should be a question, a bigger question. That shouldn't work at all. Why? Amai mushbavome mehar sinaihu. Right? You're already sworn to that from our Sinai. So your shvuah shouldn't apply. We already said you can't take a shvuah on something that's forbidden to do. If you say, I swear I won't eat on Yom Kippur, your shvuah is not chal. So what do they answer? Again, remember, you didn't just say, I swear I won't eat shkatzim v'rimasim. You said, I swear I won't eat even shkatzim v'rimasim. So now that's going to be what we said, where we already saw this twice in the last daf or two. Rav Shmuel v'Rav Yochanan, all three of them, de'amrei, Bekolel dvarim amutarim im dvarim asurim. Since you mixed forbidden and permitted foods, therefore your shvu was able to be chal even on the forbidden items. V'rish Lakish amar, iyata motze ela ibn mefaresh chatzi shir. Either you can find it if he said, I swear I won't eat even a morsel of shkatzim urimasim. V'aliba de Rabbanan, who think that in order to be chayav shkatzim urimasim, you have to eat a kezayit. V'ibestam aliba de Rabbi Akiva. I said that wrong. Chachamim say, if you aren't mefaresh, then we assume you meant when you swear a regular shiur, right, a kazayim. And ibistam, and if you just said it's stam, but you didn't specify, alibid Rabbi Akiva, we assume that a stam shvuah includes even a morsel, according to Rabbi Akiva, which means that the shvuah will be chal because that's not forbidden, midoraita. Ta'amar, adam aser etzmo b'kol shu, right? That's what Rabbi Akiva held. Now we're going to finally get into a little bit this Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Okay, interesting. They're ignoring Rav and Shmuel for now, even though Rav and Shmuel obviously go with Rabbi Yochanan, but Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish are off of Baal Plugta, and they're just basically talking about their shitas if it's Rabbi Yochanan only. Now they're going to say, why didn't each one hold like the other? Bishlama Rabbi Yochanan lo amar k'Rish Lakish. Why wouldn't Rabbi Yochanan hold like Rish Lakish? We understand, because what does Rish Lakish say? The mission is either b'mefaresh chatzi shir v'aliba d'rabbanan, or b'stam aliba d'Rabbi Akiva, which means that the Mishnah stam would only be according to Rabbi Akiva. So, right, Adif, we could see that Rabbi Yochanan wouldn't agree with Rish Lakish because demokim la'la maniti g'divrei akol, because he has an answer that can make us say that the Mishnah is everybody, not just Rabbi Akiva shita and b'stam or b'mefaresh, right? It's a much simpler answer to just say it's divrei akol. The Mishnah is very simple. It's a classic case. You say, I swear I won't eat this. And shkatzim urimasim, and since you included also shkatzim urimasim, and also, really it's the opposite, since you included also permitted items, your shvuah is going to be chal even on the shkatzim urimasim. Ela Rish Lakish, my time alo amar k'Rabbi Yochanan. So now, why wouldn't he hold like Rabbi Yochanan? So now there's an interesting distinction he makes. Amar lecha ki amrinan isur kolel bisur habame elav. The only time when an isur kolel works is when you have an isur that's already there and forbidden to you. Okay? Like eating nevela on Yom Kippur. Okay? If you eat nevela on Yom Kippur, so you're chayef, right? What do you say? Okay? Yom Kippur. Can I eat non-kosher food on Yom Kippur? Because non-kosher food is already forbidden to me, right? So on Yom Kippur, I'm not allowed to eat, but it might not include non-kosher food. So if it's an isur abame elav, that it's not that, okay, what's the difference between Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur exists, as opposed to a shvuah where I'm creating an isur for myself. So when it's an isur abame elav, we're going to say isur kolo works. So Yom Kippur, you're going to be chayav if you eat nevela on Yom Kippur. Okay, nobody disagrees with that. But bisur habal yidei atzmo lo amrinan. Okay, but when it comes to an isur that you bring upon yourself, we don't say that isur kolel works, okay? It's different. If you bring it upon yourself, then you can't say, you can't include something that was already forbidden to you, okay? So I'll end here for today.